Thank you for holding. Is this Jake?
Yes.
Hey, Jake. How you doing today?
I'm all right.
Hey, that's what I like to hear. All right's better than bad. I'll take it.
Yeah, it is.
My name's John. I'm the director here. I understand you were speaking with Tara. Did she do a good job of explaining why we were giving you a call today?
Yeah.
Okay. She asked me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and some details with you, but did you have any questions about the listing on Google or how it works?
No, I'm very familiar with it, honestly. Again, I'm just, at this point, just wondering how much this is going to cost me, and the slight back of my head, is this a scam?
Okay. Let's address that first. Okay. So let me,
because there's a lot of scam stuff going around. I get calls every single day. We can do this on Google. We can do that on Google. Well, you know. So, I mean, it doesn't sound like you guys are scammers. You sound
not
professional. So.
Yeah, not at all. I've been doing this myself for 12 years. Tara's been doing it for even longer. There's a lot of us here. There's about 450 of us that work here. We're actually right next to Google. All of our operations and this call are overseen and recorded by Google. So.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. But I was sending you a link to our reviews so you could see who we are. You know, we have thousands of reviews online, tons of businesses that use us. Pretty much any company you see on the first page of Google, whether it be in the Google Guaranteed, Google Ads, or the Google Places placement, they're working with a Google partner company like us in order to achieve that placement and those results for their business.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I see that link. It just came through. So, all right. It all sounds good so far. I just need to know a number.
Okay. I'll get that as well. Give me 1 second. So here comes the pricing page. It really is going to depend on what you want to do. It depends on, like, the area that you want to cover and then what you want to do with your website. I noticed your website's down right now.
It's down right now?
Well, I just clicked on the link, the lottocontractingllc.com, and it's just giving me, you know, this site can't be reached.
Oh, wow. I got to look into that. Okay.
But if you have somebody doing that already and we don't need to touch the site, that will affect the pricing structure and make it cheaper for you.
Yeah, I have somebody doing that already, so.
Okay, perfect. And then how old is your company? Tara was saying it's she's requesting a new in business credit. It's usually for 5 years and under.
Yeah, so this is my fifth year.
Okay. All right, so let me go ahead and approve that. And that'll allow me to waive the setup fees with the new in business credit and the website being hosted. And you already have a domain name there. That saves you about $300 right there.
Okay,
and then she said you're doing Home Advisor by Angie's right now.
Yeah.
Is that going well? Are you actually seeing, like, positive ROI from those leads?
It's my third day in, and I already got 3 jobs out of the deal. So
nice.
It's actually doing very well.
I'm more
surprised. I thought it was going to be a total waste of money, to be honest with you, but it's actually working out good.
No, it works great. It's just the people that it usually works for, you got to have either really good sales ability, be really proactive with it, or have really good pricing structures. You know, if you have those three things, then you'll be successful with it. The reason I asked about your success there is because they actually get their leads from Google. Like, they're on the first page of Google for your services in your area. So they're just reselling you leads that they're getting from the first page. And obviously you're able to convert those. So if we put you in a position where people can call you directly without you having to pay the lead fee or deal with the lead going to other guys, I think you'll have greater success, right?
Okay.
Less saturation. It'll also lower your bill. So normally what I would recommend, our Platinum Package Bundle, it's designed to kind of cover your bases from top to bottom online. So it's not just Google, but Bing, Facebook Ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Thumbtack. Obviously, we won't duplicate anything that you already have, but we'll just go in there and fill the holes and make sure that we complete your online profile. Basically, if people are looking for a service you provide and they're within 40 miles of you, we want to make sure you're an option regardless of what platform they use. That package...
Okay.
It's advertised there at $5.99. It's the very last one down on that pricing page, but I can cut it in half. Because of your new in business credit, I can reduce it down to just $2.99 on a month-to-month basis, and then I could also lock you in at that rate. So you'll actually keep that deal for as long as you're with us. That won't go back up to the traditional pricing structures later. So about $10 a day if you break it down. And then we have an app and a tracking system so you can keep track of all the results from it. So you can compare it side by side there with Home Advisor by Angie's.
It's more than I was expecting, to be honest with you, because I just signed up for Angie, and that's money out of my pocket, but it is returning.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly an investment, but, you know, you want to also think long-term and short-term from a marketing solution perspective, and I'm sure if you compare them side-by-side, you'll have some pretty clear answers come to the surface here within the first month.
And you said it's $2.99 a month?
It's $2.99 exactly. There's no other charges. So you won't have any other like lead fees, click fees, call fees popping up on you. It's just a flat rate. And then we let the calls come live to you so the customers can contact you direct.
How long do I have to make this decision? Do I have time to think about it or not?
Well, we're premier Google partner. So the way it works is when a spot opens up, they give us a list of the companies that qualify. And then my representatives like Tara, they call down the qualified candidates list until the spot fills.
Okay. All right. You know what? Let's just do it.
Yeah. You're going to love
money
it.
I want to spend at the moment, but.
But long term, hindsight's 2020.
Let's go ahead and do it.
All right. So I'm going to create your profile. On the first page of Google, you can only have one phone number listed for Lotto's Contracting LLC. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
No, I prefer to use my my office line.
Okay, let me go ahead and move this over to the cell phone. I'll just save this contact for us to contact you in case there's an emergency. And then what's the business line?
That's a good question. I haven't memorized it yet.
Okay, is it online anywhere?
Yeah, it is, but hold
okay.
on. I have
okay,
it right
locate
here.
It
203.
203?
Yep.
Okay.
535. 0596.
0596. Okay. What's your last name, Jake?
Lotto.
Just like, okay. Awesome. Just like the business name. And is Jake short for Jacob?
Nope.
Just J-A-K-E?
Nope, just Jake. Yep.
All right. And then what's your business email address? I'm going to send you a receipt and everything in writing.
We use a different email?
Yeah. It's totally
fine.
You
have to use the business.
It could be a personal. It's just mostly for us to send you the documentation and the invoice receipt so you can write this off as a business expense later.
Okay. Yeah, let me, I'll give you a different one. Do my old one, my personal. It's LottoJake11@gmail.com.
Oh, that's awesome. My personal is JohnHill11@gmail.com. So that used to be my old sports number. I always wore 11.
That's exactly why I have it. And
I like your style.
My birthday's 11/11 also, so.
Oh, I'm 10/11. That's crazy. You're 11/11,
yeah.
You said?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, 1/1/1/1. Yeah, I'm 10/11. 92. So, yeah. All right. Let's see
94
here.
So.
Wow. Okay. I thought I was the younger one here. All right. You get the voice of a man. Okay. So
I get that a lot.
Yeah, deep voice. And then Lotto's Contracting. So Google's going to send a PIN there in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. You heard of this before, right?
Yep.
Okay. They have a 830 Sherman Avenue in Hamden. Is that still accurate?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay. All right. Go ahead and update. Save. Okay. There'll be a 5-digit number on the back of the PIN. We'll need that unless they say that you've already verified, then they'll just skip that portion. But they always send it no matter what.
Okay.
Okay. And then how would you like the hours of operation for your business listed?
8 to 5, Monday through Friday.
Okay. Saturday, Sunday closed?
We're in operation Saturday, Sunday, but that's office hours.
Okay. You want me to put maybe like by appointment only, so that way they don't just completely not call you?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. All right. And can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
Yes.
All right. Okay, got the profile created. So we're going to want to interview you, Jake, just to customize the campaign, make sure we're representing the business properly. I've also made a custom website design optional. I don't know what's going on with your site, but if you have any issues with it that suddenly arose, just call us back. We can get in there and customize it for you as long as you have access to the domain. We can build you a new one if you need it.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm not sure what it's down right now, but yeah, I'll figure that out.
Yeah, me either, but I just don't want to have you up there without it. So we got to build it. It definitely affects the results.
Okay.
But we want to do the client interview. The client interview, the main objective there is to go over the site, the keywords that you want to be listed for, and the areas that you want to target with the Google advertising, as well as the other directory submissions. What would be the best time to do the client interview with you?
Right now I'm actually parked up side of a customer's house, so
can you call
me back at like 2 o'clock?
2 o'clock. Okay, let me see here. Yeah, that's actually perfect for us. So we could do 2 to 3.
Yeah, that's good.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to send you a calendar invitation to this client interview appointment, and then they'll text you 1 hour before. It's just an automated message that'll come through.
Okay.
Send this over to your email. Right. GC is off for this area. Okay. All right. And just so you know, this is a local listing, so you'd be one of those guys next to the map there. It covers up to 40 miles, but you're not obligated to cover the full 40. If you want to cut out certain areas, we'll be able to customize it during this interview.
Okay, cool.
Okay. All right. And then how do you want to secure your first month's payment of the $299?
I can put it on a card. I'm not receiving any of these emails that
Are you sending
emails out now?
For the client interview?
Yeah, no, for the PIN and all that type of stuff, I thought you said you were sending out some emails now.
No. So the Google PIN comes to you in the physical mail. That's why I was getting your address.
Oh, okay.
It's an actual postcard. That's how you get the little red dot on the map there, kind of indicating where you are.
Yeah.
I can actually, do you want me to hide that address for you so people don't actually get, like, turn-by-turn directions to it?
No, that's fine. I'm not worried about that. No.
Okay. Yeah, but it comes in the physical mail. You are going to receive some emails right now. When I process the payment, it's going to automatically send you an outline of the agreement, a receipt, and the username and password for your tracking system and our app. But it's not your PIN. Your PIN verification is actually a physical letter that comes in the mail.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I just got an email from you now. I was just making sure that we, had the, email
client
type stuff and all that type of stuff correctly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, we got it. That's the client interview appointment for 2 to 3.
Okay, cool.
All right. And then for the billing information, so is the card the same, are the address on the card the same as the street address that we have here for Google verification?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
And does the card say Lotto's Contracting LLC?
It is a business debit. It says Jake D. Lotto, though. It does not say Lotto's Contracting on it.
Okay. I'm just going to add it, though, so that way when you have the receipt, it's pretty clear that it's a business expense, or you can look it up on there. Or your CPA can. All right. Okay, so on the front of that card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
5480.
5480.
0627.
0627.
5007.
5007.
2116.
2116. Okay, and expiration date, month and year?
11/27.
11/27, and then 3-digit code on the back.
753.
753. Okay. And then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. It's a 60-second recording. If I say anything that you don't agree with or if you don't understand, just stop me. I could always rephrase it for you, but I want to make sure we're at a firm understanding before I authorize a transaction with your business today, okay?
Okay.
All right. Where is it? Okay. So you're on a recorded line. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Lotto's Contracting, LLC.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Jake Lotto, owner.
Okay. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your company today?
Yes.
Okay. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Jake, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
Okay. And in hiring our company as your Google certified marketing representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not saying that you can't do anything else, Jake. All we're saying is, like, after today, if you're going to add anything, try to double check that you're not paying for something we're already doing for you or duplicating anything, because that causes discrepancies.
Okay.
Right? Can't have, like, two Yelp listings floating around because Google will just flag the whole thing until we fix it. Then we got to get in there and figure out what's going on. So.
Okay.
They do have a call tracking number that they're going to recommend to you. It is optional. Obviously, we recommend it just so that we can verify, like, what's coming from our services. That's usually attached to the Google business profile. And then when you receive the calls, it usually comes through with caller ID, letting you know that it's a lead or a job, kind of differentiating business from personal. But you can opt out of that. It's not required. So they'll offer that to you during the client interview.
Okay.
The initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try the services for 2 months when we're doing everything from scratch, but you are not binded to a contract. It says your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It is April 15th of 2025. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $299. However, I have you on a full platinum package bundle. I have made the custom MySite website design available to you at no additional cost. And I've also waived all setup fees that are affiliated with your campaign. So when the term is completed, your agreement is set up to automatically renew each month on the 15th day, but you're going to keep this discounted price of $299 for as long as you're with us. It says in the fine print, you may discontinue or cancel at any time. We don't have any kind of cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. All that we ask is if you do decide to discontinue our services one day, please let us know before the next bill is due. So that way we can stop it from automatically charging you. And then it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. Are you getting blown up with some text messages now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. We have an app. I highly recommend you download the app. If you go to App Store and just Local Splash is the app, it'll have an orange and blue L and S. That's going to be your little tool there that'll kind of keep track of all your leads. You'll be able to request reviews. They'll send them like a live link to your Google business profile when you complete projects. I also recommend that you send that review request form to any past clients so that we could kind of build up the reputation as much as possible.
Okay.
And then the username is your phone number. Password is BYahoo. You'll find that there in the text messages. There's also a full outline of the agreement there in your text, or it's a link to the actual agreement that you want to sign off on. That'll have everything outlined in black and white. So all the products and features, the discounted pricing structure, the billing dates, the cancellation policy, it's all outlined there in black and white. And that's also sent to your email and saved in your app, just for assurance. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So it sounds like a lot. It probably looks like a lot. but it's pretty easy. If you're younger than me, then I feel like you have no problem kind of navigating through that. Just simple, a little bit of homework on your end. I'm going to send you my direct number.
Never got homework, but we'll make it.
Me either.
That's why we do
Lance. Yeah, ironically, I do this, and I was such a jock growing up, you know. But it was kind of my way to get into school, I guess. But I used to tell my teachers, you know, if you're going to give me homework, I'm not going to do it. Because after football practice, I'm going to sleep.
I used to hand it back to him.
Yeah. I'm like, if you got a lot of homework in this class, I'm going to fail. It's just plain and simple. Cause once I clock out, I'm out. I'm gone. That's funny. Yeah, it's the same way with work. I make sure not to bring my work home with me, you know. I just shut the phone off. Drives my wife nuts if I get on there and start working on stuff. All right, but you should have everything here. I'm just double, triple checking. It looks like you're basically good to go. I do see all the texts came through. I did send you my direct number and extension. We also have 24/7 customer service. So if it's ever after hours and you need help, dial the same number. You just hit extension 1, and there's always a live operator available to you. You'll see that number everywhere. It's attached to every text, every email that you get from us. So if you need help, you got a team of guys back here to help you. We don't get paid unless you get paid, so we're invested in your success.
Okay, cool.
All right, Jake. Well, enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard, and then look out for our phone call between 2 and 3 for the client interview.
Awesome.
All right, awesome. I'll talk to you then. You're very welcome.
I'll talk to you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.